Thank you very much. I want to reiterate what Rav Korn Shlita said, that we had a wonderful time together on Shabbos. Divrei Torah, Smiras, Tish, Shir, Shalshudis. Ah, fantastic. Today, however, we have to come down to reality. It's really a shame. The real world is not the same as the elevated world that we inhabited this past Shabbos together. The Ravina Shlita is a very wise man, man of the world, man who's seen it, who knows it, and he has the best interest of his Talmidim in mind. Not to hear a fancy shiur from me about Rambam with who knows what, but to talk about a topic which is a painful one, but one which is nonetheless something we have to speak about. To begin with the Gemara, we always like to start with the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Masechta Brachos. And I've come down the middle of it. I'm telling you, I'm going to be. Yes, that's true? How far did you get? Okay, it's come down yet? Good. The Gemara has a question as follows. Tefach b'isha erb. This meant to Kriyashma, of course. L'may. Label is takuleva, means one may not gaze upon a woman's body, even the size of a tefach. Amar Rav Sheshes, lama mona akosa tachshit v'mechus in bifnim, v'chol ha-mistakal be'etz b'ktana shal isha, v'chol ha-mistakal b'malkam ha-torof. So therefore it says explicitly in the Gemara, one may not stare upon the beauty of a woman. The question is why? The Gemara. Why? So there's a Gemara earlier. Masechta Brachos, I'm sure you certainly got this far. End of the first parak in Masechta Brachos, where the Gemara speaks about Apostle, we say every day, says the Gemara, Achreinechem, there's a harsh term over here, Zahir Aveira. Your eyes, unfortunately, stray, it can lead you into an Aveira. So what's the level of this issue? What are the cases of this issue? This is found in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Ayin Hay, in the Chos Kriyashma, as well as we shall see soon in Eben Ezer and Simon Chafalf. In Simon Ayin Hay, in the laws of Kriyashma, it is false. Mishnah Brura Sivkot Zayin. In Isser Istaklus, Ilu in Etzbektana, Kevin Shemistakabo Lehonos, he wants to enjoy the beauty of the woman. Over Belav Los Asurach Reinechem, we just saw Brachos Daf Yud Beis. And even if he's a Ben Torah, Lo Yinoka Medina Shal Gehenim. It's a fire and brimstone, literally, a Mishnah Brura. Uriya bi'alma lefitumo, below nene, single woman, without having any hana, shari, imlo mitzad ha-musr. Permissible, if not from the perspective of musr, but that's only the makom shederach lios megula, part of the body which is normally revealed. The hands, the face, but parts that are normally covered, even Riya Ba'alma without having any intention to enjoy it, is prohibited. Why is it prohibited? So we can say it's an intrinsic prohibition. The Chazon Ish says it's prohibited because it's going to lead an individual, since we all have Yetzer Haras, to some enjoyments of Hanah, which as we said before is an extraordinarily serious sin. So to look at a part of the body which is normally exposed, so then if you're a tzaddik, or even an average person perhaps, you can look at it, not enjoy it, intend to enjoy it, and it's permissible. But if it's mayim genuvim, it's part of the body which is normally covered, or should normally be covered, and you're looking at it, and technically speaking, without any kavana to have any enjoyment, if you're a healthy male, so it may not end up that way. So therefore, it's prohibited on that basis, explains the Chazon Ish. Ad kan, the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. When I say the word chiddush, what's the chiddush? It's quoting a Gemara. As I mentioned before, this same Gemara is found in Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer as well. Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer V'asul L'stakel B'Noshim in Simen Chof Aleph in Eben HaEzer Se'if Aleph. Also, Lahabit Biyofya. You mean that? Look at her beauty. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, also Midaraisa, Velo Sasuru. It's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Shmuel here paskins this way. Not everyone agrees. We have to be honest, we don't believe in pulling the wool over anybody's eyes. The Smack, as quoted here in the Altar of Poskim, Mitzvah Lamed, says no. It says Lo Sasuru Achrei Enechem Zez Nus. It's the lashon of the Sifri and the Parsha Shlach. Means it's Mistakel L'Shem Znus. He's looking at a woman with the intention to be Mizana with the Chas V'Shal. There's another Gemara. Navodah Zorah Daf Chof. It's also L'Stakel B'Noshim V'Nishmarta Mikol Dovaro. As the Gemara puts it over there, Shlo yahar odam bayom v'yavol l'day tumah b'layla. That's shalol l'shem znus rak shenena b'yistaklus. So according to the Smack, gentlemen, the two levels of prohibition, if a man is staring upon the beauty of a woman, we're talking about now in the parts of the body which are revealed, which are permitted to be revealed. If he has intention chalila for znus, according to the Smack, it's a violation of the Sasurach Reinechem Zeznus. There's intention to see her beauty. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's the same Avera. Presumably, as the Chazon Ish says, it's a slippery slope. He'll start looking the Shalol Hashem Zeznus with Chas V'Sholom Kalila Zeznus, and therefore even right away it's Nisim Lo Sasurach Reinechem. Whereas according to the Smack, it's a violation only, I'll use the word only advisedly, only of an Nisim Daraisa of a nishmata we call Dovara. Also what's happening to Din Doraisa. Shalalava de Tumba Balaila. There can be two nafkaminis between these two approaches. Who wants to tell what the nafkaminis are? The boss says it's not a monologue. If you're engaged in the discussion, if you have a brain in your head, you can suggest something. Suggestion. It may be right, it may be wrong. A suggestion. What's the difference? If it's usher anyway, what's the difference if it's usher because of Los Asurach Reinechem says Nus, or it's Oscar the Nishmata Mikol Dovaro. What's the difference? Here it is, or there it is, or so they're both probably Doraisis. What's the difference? Yes?
Difference in Onesh.
Onesh? Good question. Is there an Onesh for this Avera? Probably not. Not in Bezen Shomata anyway. Bezen Shomala, we don't know what to fly exactly how to measure things. But either way, it's probably no Onesh in Bezen Shomata. So we'll call it a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So I don't think it's a real practical onus. Yes, sir? Machshava. Well, there's obviously some kind of a machshava going on over here. The person is never has no machshava, there's no issue. But we're talking about a person who has a machshava. So it's also anyway, what's the difference? Yes?
B'shogeg?
Well, shogeg is relevant to onshin. There is no onus. So I don't see why. Yes?
No possibility of
nus. No possibility of nus. Okay. That's true. No possibility of Znus. It's hard to imagine the case. A movie. Very good. A movie.
person is watching a movie, and there's this beautiful actress on the screen, and she's dead. So no possibility of this. So the aver is los asur achrei nechem zeznus. So that aver would not apply. But the aver is shelo yahara bayom blav yatuma balayla. Amar about a zara daf chaf would apply even though she's dead. Very good. I love it. It's a great nafkamin. Not what I had in mind, but it's great. Who else? Another nafkamin. I can think of two other nafkamins. I have two. Now we have three. Baruch Hashem. Come on, we can have four. They're not restricted to mine. See, come on, you can be creative. Yes? What? She's single or married? I don't think that's true. I think it's also if she's single and also she's married. Because even, you're right. What the barah? So we have to teach you a little bit basic Judaism 101. We believe that for a man to have relations with a woman, he's not married and she's not married, is also a violation. Yeah, see, you learned something new. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. 101. According to the Rambam, the Isidoraisa of Kadesha. And according to others, it's a different Issa Daraisa, a bit less, eh? And nowadays, that the women are all Nida, it's a much worse violation. So therefore, I hear what you're saying, but I cannot accept that as a practical nafkamin. Anybody else? Every question, you know, gets sort of important comments. Yeah. Louder.
What about if the guy's a doctor?
The guy's a doctor? Can I tell you one thing? Doctors are chayav and tariag mitzvahs. Don't you think the chayav and Shabbos, the chayav and Eishes Ish. Yes.
More for the girl herself.
Ah! There you go! Is there an Isser on the woman? If the Isser is what? Lo sasu achrei einechem. Says Nus, Versai, Judaism 101a. Nus is an avera for men and for women. Okay? V'nichus tu anafashos ha'osos. Even needs a kares. If a woman is single and needs that, she lives with a man. It's the most serious violation. Kares. If it's a matter of looking at someone not for the sake of znus chalila, but just for the sake of beauty, is a violation. Forgive the expression. Only of a nishmata because davar for a man doesn't apply to a woman. Biology. I'm teaching you Judaism 101. I know biology 101. The nisa batzoa zera levatala applies to males, not to females. So therefore, a woman would be allowed to look at the beauty of a man as long as it's not for the sake of znus. What a thank you so much. Yes? Oh, it's a very good question. It says in the Gemara it's permissible to look at the beauty of your wife and her face, the part that are normally exposed, even though she's in nida. We assume, since the man is permitted to be intimate with his wife for a good chunk of the time, he'll be able to contain his yetzahara. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. But if that's the case, if you're right, there's a fantastic Gemara brachas again. A fantastic Gemara, which seems to indicate that in fact the smak is correct, that the iser of looking at the beauty of a man is only based on minishma. Take it back. The iser of looking at the beauty of a woman, not l'shem znus, is, forgive the expression, only a violation of a nishmata mikol davara, and not a violation of velosa suru, and therefore not apply to a woman. Why? So Gemara Masechta Brachas, Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara has the following fascinating story. Pasuk tells us a long pasuk. It's a pasuk you can look it up in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Gimel. Who mi amar al mi? Jewish girls are telling Shaul. Shaul's looking for the navi. Kivoachem, count the words. Or else you can count quicker than me. I'm going to read the words. You count the words in this pasuk. Kivoachem ha'ir kentim sunoso. V'tera mi'ala ha'bamos ha'lechol. Kilo yochal ha'amad bo. Ki hu yivarech ha'zevach. Acharechen yochlu akruim. Va'ata alu ki also kayom tirtzu noso. How many words were in that puzzle? Huh? You didn't count? 28. A long, long pool. Why are the women talking so much? I'm asking a question. Why are the women talking so much? It's all local. First pshat. Nashim Tabrani Hussein. Women always talk a lot. The question doesn't even begin. That's the first pshat of the Gemara. That's it. Okay. That's from Nosim. Shmuel says, Delistakel biyof yosho shol. They kept talking and talking. They couldn't get enough of this guy. About whom it said, Mishichmo v'amala gavoh mikol ha'om. Rabbi Yochanan says, famous Gemara, and Malchus nagas mechavet afili kolonima. He stalled for time until he would become the king. Moreover, Rabosai, how are the women permitted to look upon the beauty of Shaul? They said they were talking about evil women. Evil women who are violating an Issa Daraisa. It's hard to believe. So, if you look at the Yalkut Shimoni, on that very pasuk, one mandama says, "What? The stach of the official show? If can assist them benos Yisrael kizonos?" Ah, that man the Yomer Avosai holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. Like the Mishnah Brura. It's an Easter, even though presumably they were just looking to see Ophio, the Kizonos, because the violation of Sasu says Nus, which applies from men to women and women to men. So here's the big shaila, Rabbi Osai. When you make a mechitza and a shul, in America, unfortunately, most of the mechitzas are see-through, which is against the Pirush Mishnayis L'Rambam in Masechta Sukkah, with the source of Mechitza is found, last parak. The Igros Moshe, he's Mekel, he says he has a different Rambam, may have backed out. He's Mekel to a lower level of Mechitza. It seems to me that the Rov Poskim are against Rav Moshe in this Nakuda, and the Mechitza should be high enough, either in the women should be in the balcony, or high enough, that the women should not be able to, the men should not be able to see the women. Here's a question. We have to make a mechitza that the women shouldn't be able to see the men. So in Europe, we all know they had galleries, balconies. The women could see the men. So the question is, how so? How is it possible? So you know, when Rav Moshe came out with his tshuva, the Satna Rebbe, famous Satna Rebbe, was very upset, and he critiqued Rav Moshe. He thinks, I think he's right. I'm a Satna Chosin in this sense. Now, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says clearly that the shul, the mechitza, the men should not be seeing the women because it's distracting. Not was he read, was he right based on the Rambam? He's right in Metzias. Rav Moshe, who thinks the Satna Rebbe is wrong? Who can dive and look at a beautiful woman and not be distracted? See, you're all Satna Chosin. Rebbe is right, he's right. That's it. What do you do? So the Rebbe said, Rav Moshe is incorrect. The same called the Chuvah Shai that says that women shouldn't be able to see the men in shul either. He quotes a Sifri, quote the Yalkut and Shmuel, as I told you. Im kein asisa benos Yisrael kazonos. Kishem sheyesh lozunas einoh me'isha sheyna rilo. Kach yesh isha lozunas einoh me'isha me'ish sheyna shalah. Not her husband. This is Rav Yossi speaking. We pass like Rav Yossi. That's the psak. But the Satman Rebbe says, no. No. In Satmar in Europe, they always had balconies where the women could see the men. Even the base of Migdash was that way. Sukkot Afton Aleph. I the Sifri, we don't paskin this way. That's with the Rebbe to say that. Why? Because the Gemara in Brachos gave three reasons for that long pasuk, and one of them was they should enjoy the beauty of Shol, and then the Gemara in Bavli never asked the kasha of the Yalkut Shimon and the Sifri. So much so, Rabbi Osai, it's an incredible Gemara. Again, the Masechta Brachos. It's really, I think, the fourth Gemara in Brachos that we're talking about today. That Gemara was found in Masechta Brachos. Getting a lot of mileage out of the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos on the Avchav, an incredible Gemara, mind-boggling Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan havi ragel da havi ka'ozel v'yosef asharei de tvila. He wanted the women, so does he got them a kiss? More women should say mistaklin be, that the women should look at him. And he wasn't afraid of Ayin Hara because he's from Zara de Yosef. What? Women are Bali Avera? No. You see from this Gemara, says the Satmar Rebbe, that the woman is looking at a man. Shalom the shame's nos chas v'shalom. Then it's permissible. So we have these rayas to be matirin, which seem to indicate that the against Rabbeinu Yonah, how much Rabbeinu Yonah is going to do with this Gemara, against the Mishnah Berurah, rather like the smack. Okay, very good. Very good. Are there any other nafka minas? Anybody? One last one I have. One is that the person, I said before, person is dead. In the Otra post, can he quote his following Shaila? Picture, she's alive, it's one story. Because he's going to go run after her. But if she's dead, there are those who are matter the picture. The last Nafkamina is all the signs you read about in Me'er Shorim and elsewhere. Bas Yisrael! Ooh! They say you have to be so careful about she shouldn't dress improperly, and the man shouldn't look improperly, the woman shouldn't do things improperly. And it's always a big, big, big bold letters, three words. Three words which are supposed to catch your attention. The most serious sins, the most serious, there are three sins, only three, that are in this category. Three, only three. Yehoreg v'al yavo, that's it. Rather be killed than commit the sin. What are the big three? Gilead Arias, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah. Now, according to many Rishonim in Masechta Sanhedrin, Gilead Arias is not only Chalila V'chas, the actual act of Gilead Arias, but also what's called Abizrayu, the Gilead Arias. Abizrayu means the accessories, if you will. It's a modern Hebrew word, Abizrim. You get accessories to your car, and to your washing machine, and to Gilead Arias. Up is right. According to many, it's Yehoreg V'al-Yavar. Is it Yehoreg V'al-Yavar? Someone takes a gun to you and says, Chaim, look at this beautiful woman with your eyes open, and enjoy her beauty, I'm going to shoot you. What do you do? Allah Cholamaisa, what do you do? So if you hold like the smack. So then, you let her look. We don't find the pshuto of the shmarta, as I think of Israel and Gilead Arias. Kolag Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishnah Berurah, said, sorry, I can't do it. I'll shoot you. Shoot! What can you do? You heard about Yavah. Yes?
You see by Yosef with Shepotifar, but he wouldn't look, even like it.
Well, Yosef was before Matan Torah, where he shouldn't rise from Yosef. We can see how tough it is from Yosef and how it's what a great madrega it is, what a tremendous schar he received. You know, the letter was added to his name, Yehosef, and we remain part of the shift they come. But you can't bring halachas from there because it's before Matan Torah. Okay, gentlemen, let's summarize. Three differences. The woman is dead, or the equivalent. If a woman is obligated not to look at a man, and if it's Yahar Val Yavar. So despite the fact that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in these questions, and so is the Rabban Yonah, as quoted by the Otzer HaPoskim, it seems to me we can remake it like the smack, because Rav Moshe said so. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nicholas Moshe says that way, like the smack. And since we have a pshuta of the Gemara, the Satmareva holds that way, hey, it's a pretty big coalition. So therefore, there's room to be made on this shaila, halacha lemaisa. When these leniencies apply, so understand very well that in most cases the leniencies don't apply. Why don't they apply? Because most, as I said before, most males, especially healthy young males, are going to be in violation of the Shemata Mikol Novara. At the very least, Chas V'Shalom, there could even be cases, Chalila V'Chalila, where it could lead to worse than that. There are two tshuvas in Rav Moshe. Eben Ezer Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Vav. Let's read you a little bit. The tshuva written in the year Tav Shin Chaf. That's over 50 years ago. He wants to know, is mixed swimming a harag val yavar? When I was in high school, they taught us, I was just almost entering high school in Tav Shin Chaf. I said, Abba, that's your harag val yavar. So Moshe has a whole tshuva that it's not your harag val yavar. It's many pages, many, many pages. Not your harag val yavar. If it's a chadal is nus chas v'shalom, then it's yarag v'yav. If you're going there for other reasons, you're going there just to swim. It's an aveira. He's not saying no. Over rak be'isur hira b'noshim b'kronim nishmato. And if it's lotus gavel ha'anos, it's still b'nishmato. He says because it's mekomas ha'machusim, as I said before, but it's not a din of Yehoreg v'al Yavar. Certainly you should avoid it. Fine. The only time a person is allowed to walk in the street, if he has it for Parnassa or some other tzorach. You know, if you walk in New York City in the summertime, and even in not such hot weather, the women just not dressed, Rachmana Litzlan. To try very hard to avoid. Is that another Gemara in Brachas? I keep reminding myself of more Gemaras in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, Rav Osai tells us, the person should even take a certain risk rather than walk behind the woman. Achore Ari, below Achore Isha. Rather walk behind, not in front of a lion. That's it's not the Yarag Vayavra. But the back of a lion, you know, some of the lions that go on his way, and there's a slight risk, presumably, or, you know, something is below Achara Isha, not to walk behind the woman. The fascinating exchange, two of the greatest Chachmei Yerushalayim of the last generation, the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Shlomo Zalman, what am I going to do? I live in Machne Yehuda. Whenever I walk, there are women here. As I once put it, here a woman, there a woman, everywhere a woman, woman. It wasn't that way in the old years. Women didn't frequent the shuk. Today there are more women in the shuk than men. Shlomo Zalman writes back, you're right. Times have changed. You have to be trying to be careful. But the same chumrah doesn't exist because it's impossible to walk on the streets today without being achora isha. You just try. Try the best you can to avoid it. It's printed in Tzitzel Yes, and I believe in Milchah Shlomo as well.